Saudi Arabia says it plans to make a major shift in its dealings with the U.S. The Saudi intelligence chief says Riyadh's ties with Washington have been deteriorating for a while, over several issues. A source close to Bandar bin Sultan says Riyadh's new stance is in protest at Washington's inaction over the war in Syria and the issue of Palestine. He's also voiced concern about the U.S. growing closer to Iran. Bandar bin Sultan also criticized Washington for failing to back his country when it deployed forces to crush the popular uprising in Bahrain. The source close to the Saudi prince has hinted that the planned change in policy would have wide-ranging consequences, including for arms purchases and oil sales. Lawrence Davidson, professor with the Best Chester University, is with us now live from Vermont. Let's have his comments on this. Now, Mr. Davidson, first of all, do you see this as a major conflict of interest now between Saudi Arabia and the U.S.?
Well, I guess you can interpret it that way. The Saudis interpret their national interests via a sort of religiously defined, very strict kind of ideology. So if you're a Shia nation like Iran, or if you are a Shia population like that in Bahrain, then you're suspect and you're the enemy. And if the United States doesn't back you in your conflict with that enemy, you see the United States as somehow, a kind of enemy itself. However, the United States, at least momentarily, has entered into a period of sort of diplomacy and compromise. And so its interpretation of its national interests, at least that of the White House, is more amenable to compromise. And so you get this sort of clash. But I think that the Saudis, this change is not going to make much of an impact. The only threat here, I guess, is that, okay, they won't purchase as much military equipment as they usually do from the United States, basically because they don't actually need all that military equipment. But much of the money that goes to the, or much of the money that's spent on this goes to American corporations, and so the American corporations lose money. And that's how they figure they'll get back at Washington for not backing them in their ideological pursuits.
So do you think the U.S. could afford that?
Sure. Yes, it can. I think that we're long overdue for a shift in terms of the application of resources away from the military production.
Yes.
And the maybe this will be a motive to initiate that shift.
We are seeing the Arab allies of Saudi Arabia, countries like Kuwait or Bahrain or the UAE, expressing support now for Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
But do you think that Saudi Arabia can, on the other hand, follow its own foreign policies without U.S. support?
Sure, I think so. They see Iran as their basic enemy because it's Shia. It used to be that they saw Israel as their basic enemy, but I think they're starting to make accommodations with Israel and even sort of under the table kind of agreements with Israel vis-a-vis Iran. Now, the Saudi foreign minister did mention Palestine, and that's about the only area that, at least in my opinion, the Saudi policy has some worth. But other than Palestine, you know, I don't think the Saudis are anything but kind of driven by this fear of Shia Islam.
Mm. And Mr. Davidson, just quickly before we leave you, because this situation in Syria is very critical and very important right now, everyone is speaking about it, how do you think this division now between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. is going to affect the situation in Syria, the Geneva II conference?
Well, I think the Saudi policy will undermine or attempt to undermine that which is interesting because that's what the Israelis want too. And the Saudis are major suppliers of weaponry and money to the more radical resistance. And so they want to see the overthrow of the government, not some sort of diplomatic compromise. And where the United States, essentially at least at the White House right now, would like to move towards some sort of compromise. So the Saudis will continue to pour in money and weapons to these resistance groups, and that will essentially undermine the effort to compromise.
Lawrence Davidson, professor with the West at Chester University, joining us there live from Vermont. Thank you very much.